The next three friends that you hear on the Celebration of Life for Vida Blue were our sponsors on the Hill with Vida and Bill, and they continue to be the sponsor for Extra Innings. That's Tony Lucia from Lenardi's Markets, quite simply the best, Dennis Pettinelli from Pettinelli Financial of Redwood City, and John Hanlery from the Hanlery Hotel in San Francisco.
Hey, Bill, what's on that barbecue tonight?
I haven't decided yet, Vida. I'm going to Lenardi Supermarket to ask my butcher, Cody, what he recommends. Steak, chicken, or fresh fish. And Lenardi's even gives you ideas on how to marinate, cook, and savor the flavor. Don't forget, Lenardi's carries a great selection of wines to complete that meal. Visit their 8 convenient locations. San Bruno, Burlingame, Belmont, Los Gatos, 2 in San Jose, 1 on Meridian, 1 on Bascom, Walnut Creek, and Danville.
Lenardi's, quite simply, the best.
Vida Blue was the type of person that when you met him, you felt like you knew him your whole life. He did many signings during our special events in the stores. During those events, he made our customers and employees feel very comfortable around him. He would take interest in people he talked to and ask questions about them and their lives. He had a personality that you would want to be around. When he walked into a room, you knew you were meeting someone special. I'm going to miss him a lot and never forget the times that I spent with him.
Deciding on what to eat before you watch that ball game tonight? Stop at Lenardi's. Vida Blue here. Lenardi's has the greatest array of meats, organic and fresh produce, savory soups, and delicious salads. And don't forget the hot food selection to go at Lenardi's Deli. For over 60 years of quality and service, Lenardi's has 8 locations to serve you. San Bruno, Burlingame, Belmont, Los Gatos, 2 in San Jose, 1 on Bascom, and 1 on Meridian, Walnut Creek, and Danville. Lenardi's, quite simply, the best.
Vida Blue, what a tremendous athlete and an even better human being. My early exposure to baseball was mostly through the transistor radio. I grew up in upstate New York and listened to most of the Yankees and Mets games. Listening to Mel Allen, Red Barber, Phil Rizzuto, and Ralph Kiner was to me like poetry. When our firm, Pettinelli Financial Partners, was approached to be one of the charter sponsors of the radio show hosted by Vida Blue and Bill Lasky, we jumped at the opportunity. Your show was an instant hit and has continued to bring people closer to baseball, especially the San Francisco Giants. At the height of COVID, when people were isolating in their homes, your show was one of the bright things in their lives. You could hear the energy and excitement of people when they called in to talk about their joy of baseball. You and Vida have played such an important and vital role in helping our annual charity golf tournaments be a success. With both of your assistance, we have been able to raise hundreds of thousands of dollars for bone marrow transplant, the Police Athletic League, which helps serve underprivileged children, and our current charity, the Autism Society. Our clients and partners especially enjoyed having the opportunity to get to know you both. Both you and Vida were instrumental in the pre-planning of our yearly charity golf event. Not only did you both arrive early on the day of the event, but you stayed until the very end. You interacted with as many participants as possible, and it made everyone feel heard. When our clients would come to the office, they would often comment how personal and genuine both of you are. You created lifelong memories for people, and they still talk about it today. Vida was such a warm and genuine person. When you were with him, you felt like you were the only person in the room. He was a great listener, a great storyteller, candid and open in his relationship with our firm. He had a passion for helping children, something we had in common. We both were relentless about giving children access to a good education, nutrition, and a safe and loving home environment. He never said no when it came to helping our community's youth. As for my own personal relationship with Vida, it is one that I cherish deeply. Our relationship will now go from connecting in person and on the phone to instead thinking and reflecting on all the wonderful interactions we had when he was with us. Vida, I appreciated the opportunity to get to know you, and I will miss you. While you may not have made it to the Baseball Hall of Fame yet, you were a first ballot Hall of Famer in life. God bless you, my friend.
John Hanlery with the Hanlery Hotel, and I, along with our staff, were deeply saddened by the passing of Vida. We had the pleasure of having Vida stay with us on multiple occasions. My staff always remembered his friendly smile and his warm personality. I had the honor to support his charity events as well as his On the Hill, which Bill is carrying on now. He truly was a wonderful person. We will miss him. And although Vida is pitching in heaven now, he will always be in our hearts.
This next clip is from the Giants postgame show when Greg Papa was the host, Vida Blue and myself were analysts.
Well, the longest sellout streak in all of baseball continues, 42,242 here, Giants' 304th consecutive sellout. But unfortunately, the other streak continues as well. Giants now with a six-game losing streak. They also had one back in mid to late June, and this one, the math is very easy. During the six losses, they have scored six runs. A Michael Morse home run tonight, and that was it. Tim Hudson gave up a home run for the first batter he faced. He gave up a two-run shot in the second, and you can't come back. Welcome to Esurance Giants postgame live. Greg Papa alongside Bill Lasky and Vida Blue. Six runs in six games, Bill. That's why they've lost six in a row. They cannot score right now.
Well, and they couldn't pick up Tim Hudson. You said he gave up a home run in the first inning, a two-run home run in the second inning. He pitched fabulous after that. He kept them off balance, but three home runs decided this game, two by Pittsburgh and one by San Francisco. And Buster Posey comes up and gets three hits also.
But, Bill, like you said, Greg, Bill made a good point. He pitched well enough to win, but you know, you can't say these guys are snake bit. This is an anaconda that's got them, man.
Well, they need to get a win before they get on this long road trip to New York, Milwaukee, and Kansas City. And with Lincecum throwing tomorrow, they need to get something positive rolling.
Anything, Bill. I don't know. Could pull a rabbit out of your hat or something. I wore my good luck horseshoe. I guess I'll leave it at home tomorrow.
They need some runs, boys. Yeah.
My next guest was the host of the San Francisco Giants pre- and post-game on Comcast Sports Network when Vida and I were analysts. Currently, you can hear Papa and Lund on every day weekly show on KNBR. Let's bring in our friend Greg Papa. Greg, how are you today?
Well, I'm still crying, Bill, because we lost our friend, the great Vida Blue, and we were together during the great run when the Giants were winning championships. You and I and Bill and Vida worked together for 6 years from 2011 through 2016, and I mean, there's so many stories on the air we could tell. But I just remember Sunday morning, I'd be at my desk grinding for a game, invited come in. Hi, Greg! And he just had that disposition. And then on the air, it was always light. Who knows what we talk about on the air? It was not scripted. And then he'd call you the stat man, and we'd get back on track. But then I just remember going to the green room and watching ball with you and Vida and talking about all kinds of things. His high school football career, Charlie Finley, other sports, Buster Posey, whoever it was, the 71 All-Star game. My first game I really remember as a kid watching start to finish. Vida started for the American League, and his first guy he faced that night was Willie Mays. And just, you grow up idolizing these people like Vida Blue, Bill, and then you get a chance to work with them or be around them. And so many of them let you down. They're not the same people. Vida Blue is one of those people that actually, as great of a player as he was, I remember him more for the person that he was.
Well, we always talk about Vida Blue stats. 209 wins, an overall 3.27 earned run average, 502 games, 143 complete games, 37 shutouts. Tell us a little bit about the competitor of Vida Blue.
Well, he's a guy, and as I say, you know, he actually, his major league debut, as you know, was the day that man walked on the moon, July 20th to 69. And he threw a one-hitter, and he threw a no-hitter before he even arrived. But that 71 year was one of the greatest statistical years in the history of baseball. He went 24-8 with a 1.82 ERA and 24 complete games, 8 shutouts. He was on the cover of every magazine, not just Sports Illustrated, but Time magazine. I mean, it was, who was Vida Blue? Vida just kind of made the A's colorful. And the stats just pour off the page. And then he came back, you know, after that year, he got into it with Charlie. He held out the next year, became the world's highest paid plumber, and his numbers weren't as good, but still effective. And then he won 20 games in 73. He won 22 games in 75. You know, people remember the A's winning the World Series in 72, 73, 74. They won the American League West 71 through 75 every single year, and then lost to Boston in the championship series. And then Charlie broke him up, wanted to, you know, sell Vita to the Yankees. But then he went to the Giants in that massive trade. His 78 year was remarkable. Started the All-Star game for the National League. But it wasn't, it's just not the numbers when you watched him pitch, Bill. And when you get to the 209, you know, look at Catfish Hunter's numbers. And Catfish is in the Hall of Fame. You know, Catfish did go to the Yankees and win two more World Series there in 77 and 78, but he wasn't the ace then. Ron Guidry was, and they won in 78 with his 25-3 year. But, you know, if Vita would have had another chapter beyond the A's and won, maybe he would have been in the Hall of Fame. But, I mean, as far as stuff, competitiveness, and what he meant to a pitching staff and a big stage, you know, to me, Vita Blue should be in the Hall of Fame. And it's not just about the numbers, because he didn't get to 300 wins. He got to 209. But like Dave Stewart, you know, sometimes it's more than just the numbers on a stat sheet. He's a Bay Area treasure. And whenever the A's and Giants would play, and you and I and Vita were working on TV, we'd highlight Vita. But I got him on radio every single year, whenever it was, when the A's and Giants played. And you could mention, you know, other players, Dave Kingman and Dusty Baker. And, you know, there were guys, Joe Morgan. There were guys that played on both sides. But really, it's Vita Blue. I mean, Vita started an All-Star game with the A's in 71. And not just any All-Star game, the greatest All-Star game ever played at Tiger Stadium in Detroit. And then he started an All-Star game with the Giants in 1978. I mean, different leagues, but it's one Bay Area. To me, I think he's equally loved by both fan bases. He worked with you, obviously, in the Junior Giants program and the fantasy camp, but he was also very involved in any Oakland A's function that came up. I mean, statistically, 9 years with the A's, six with the Giants, 124 wins with the A's, 72 with the Giants, lower ERA. He was younger with the A's. You know, he was pure fireballing Vita Blue. But if you had to pick one guy that does personify both sides of the Bay, A's and Giants, there is no question it starts with Vita Blue.
One last question for you, Greg. You and I and Vita worked together for 6 years on television. We had so many fun times in the green room, so many times watching him get makeup put on, so many times him just smiling and laughing.
Yeah, you know, he didn't need makeup, though. He'd always tell Linda, I don't need makeup.
But he'd always look for the color of his skin. He'd always look for the colors. No, that's too dark. That's too light.
Yeah.
And then he always had the puffball powder on his head.
Yeah.
And I remember so many times when we were out at Willie Mays Plaza and how many people saw Vita Blue and the excitement of it.
Oh, he was a man of the people. He was Vita Blue. He was the Bay Area's treasure. And everybody came around him. And, you know, we had to work, so we had to keep people away a little bit. But Vita was when we were done and he'd sign a ball or talk to someone. He was just so engaging. I mean, that's the thing about him. He was a great player, but he didn't act like that. But he had an ego. You know, if I'd push him on certain matchups against Jim Palmer, the competitor would come out. But really, you know, he didn't know all the numbers. He didn't care. He remembered big moments here and there, but not all of them. But he remembered people and associations. And there's no question, when we showed up at Oracle Park or whatever it was called then, Vita was the guy. But I remember more when you and Vita did your show on KNBR. People would call up and remember your career and moments you had. But mainly it was about, hey, Vita, remember
sure
the game
was.
You pitched in 74? Hey,
sure
Vita, how about the 78 game? Against? I mean, it was constant. So, and he was engaging, and he never, you know, he always took time. Remember people's names?
Sure.
He was a, you know, gracious individual. So, honestly, as I say, you know, growing up a kid and watching him pitch the 71 All-Star game, you're thinking, am I ever going to meet Vita Blue in my life? And then you do what you do for a living, and you come in contact with people like him, and a lot of people let you down. They're not the same person that you wanted them to be. It was a big letdown meeting your hero. Vita Blue, it was. I remember him more as the guy. Not you know, the A's, you know, wearing 35 or 14 with the Giants, whatever the numbers were. I just remember the person, and I remember him, you know, just walking in the studio or going to the ball game with us and then watching the game with us, and mainly the three of us watching the game and me getting mad and, Mother! And Vita crack up and laugh. I mean, that's what he meant to the he's maybe, and we've had some great players here, obviously, but as far as a Bay Area baseball treasure that both fan bases, A's first and Giants later, can celebrate their lives, there's no one like Vita Blue.
Our final guest today, are Larry Bear, Michelle Lewis, and Derek Blue. I am honored to get my next guest on. He's the president of the San Francisco Giants. Let's bring in Larry Bear. Larry, how are you today?
Hi, Bill. I'm doing well and thinking about you and thinking about Vida. And I know how close the two of you were and how much you were such a wonderful support to Vida through his life.
He pitched 9 years for the San Francisco Giants, started an all-star game. And then after retirement, he was part of the San Francisco Giants organization as the commissioner of junior Giants. He did so many corporate things and so many different events. Can you kind of remember the days when he pitched with the Giants and then how you guys brought him on to be more or less an ambassador for the San Francisco Giants?
Not many players, not many people in life have the energy and the charisma and the actual, you know, just the bright light personality that Vida had. He was amazing. We saw that, you know, I was not with the Giants and I was a pretty young person growing up in San Francisco, seeing Vida pitch for us and seeing that in 1978 for those starting in 1978 for those 9 years. But you know, but what really resonates with Vida with his passing is the decades of service he has given to our community. And it's a community, as you well know, of junior Giants, of kids coming through. He loved kids and he'd walk into the room and he'd hug them and say, "Hey, how you doing? And don't get down. And I'll tell you my story," and you use that for inspiration. He was the perfect junior Giants commissioner for a long, long time because he really held the values and the energy and the optimism about life, you know, with somebody who grew up. Vida's story is an amazing story going back to youth and overcame a lot of obstacles and has helped mold a lot of young baseball players, especially in the African-American community, and inspired them.
The San Francisco Giants and yourself has honored Vida on the Wall of Fame on the Embarcadero. And what was so classy, they put a patch on all the jerseys of the current team that has number 14, Vida.
This was something that we got together and, you know, typically on patches, it would be somebody either whose number was retired or was in the Hall of Fame. And while I was in the Wall of Fame, which we love, and, you know, it's easily, you know, qualified for that. On the patch, when you think of you know, in life, you think about the person and how you honor, you know, the kind of the totality of the person. And Vida, what he did for as commissioner of junior Giants and what he did in our community, in many ways, you know, even, you know, transcended him as a baseball player. And he was such a compelling baseball player. That's saying a lot. And we felt that, yes, maybe he's not a member of the Hall of Fame, although shouldn't be out of the question in our view. And that maybe, you know, we haven't retired his number formally, but Vida, we should be wearing this number because that will keep alive the, you know, 20 plus years of service to our community, to the junior Giants, the Giants fans everywhere, and to many of the low income communities here that we're trying to elevate.
How will fans in Northern California remember Vida Blue?
I think fans here will remember him for his sweetness and his smile. He loved life. He loved people. He loved throwing his arms around people. His five children have been in contact with his son, Derek, and his daughters, who are just wonderful, amazing young people that are actually coaching and doing things, have their own families, but also coaching and playing in softball and hardball leagues, coaching young players. And I think that Vida will be remembered for his legacy of caring about the community, caring about kids, and a big, warm smile and a person you just want to hug.
Larry, thanks for your kind words. I appreciate your time.
Thanks so much, Bill. And again, thank you for your partnership with Vida through the years. I'll never forget the Bill and Vida show. You're modest because Vida counted on you for a lot of things, Bill, and that it will long be remembered by this organization.
I'm honored to bring my next guest on. Michelle Lewis and her daughter, Caitlin, took care of Vida with unconditional love for the last 2 to 3 months. There was some good times and some bad times. Michelle Lewis and her daughter were by Vita's side all the way down to the last day. Let's bring in the founder of Northern Light School, Michelle Lewis.
Okay, the first time Vita Blue came to Northern Light, he came as an impossible is nothing speaker. Came from the San Francisco Giants. And the whole philosophy behind that is you speak to the kids, you put the good, the bad, the ugly, the miracles in your life on the table, and you show these kids how you persevered. And in hearing a story like Vita's, the kids realize that, you know, the way he was able to buy his first glove was to pick cotton. When kids hear that and see who he is and see what an incredible human being they are, then they truly do believe that impossible is nothing and that they can achieve their wildest dreams, just like Vita did. And he went on a few of our trips. He went on two of our trips to Washington, D.C. with our eighth graders, which was just incredible. I will never forget him walking through the African American Museum, the Smithsonian, on the Mall in our nation's capital, walking through that museum with people working there and people visiting it, just looking at him. You know, Vita Blue is in this museum. And it was so fantastic for the kids to see that. And then he went on our eighth grade retreat to the Yellowstone Club in Montana. And I'm telling you, Bill, you know Vita Blue and water, right? he proved to these kids that he could do anything. He did rock climbing with them. He did the zip line with them. He did whitewater rafting with them. I don't think he stopped praying until the minute he got in the rock, until the minute he got out. But he was a real trooper. And for a lot of these kids that don't, you know, have incredible role models in their lives, when he would go on these trips, he would come back changed kids.
Well, Vita Blue played a big, big part in Northern Lights. And Northern Lights School profited on what Vita loved the most, and this was the caring for kids. And he did that with a yearly golf tournament, and we're also going to see that happen again this year on September 25th at Sequoia Country Club in Oakland. Tell us your thoughts on when Vita Blue and you sat down to do this golf tournament.
This will be the 10th one. This was one Vita was really looking forward to because it was our 10th. When we sat down to talk about the golf tournament, he said, okay, Michelle Lewis, I'll do it under three conditions. I want a ton of food out on the course. I want a ton of stuff to drink out on the course. And I don't want any effing speeches. How it's been from the beginning of time. I mean, the vendors, the donors, they get out on the course, and you know, I don't know who has more fun, the people who are donating their product and their unbelievable food and wine and beer, or the guys who are playing. It's a really, really magical day. And it was like probably the third one that we had at Sequoia, and all the guys went off on shotgun, and Vita turned to me and he said, Michelle Lewis, they all showed up for me. And it was so beautiful, Bill, because that meant the world to him. You know, here's a guy, Vita Blue, who didn't think people were going to show up for him, and they did. And so we really have to show up on September 25th because I know he's looking down, you know, and he'll be yelling stuff out to me, you know, that needs improvement or whatever. But And so many people have called that want to participate in this day, because we're going to be celebrating him. And, you know, we just have to make it the most incredible day for him. When we were talking about how much he wanted to raise this year, he just kind of looked at me and he said, Michelle Lewis, $500,000.
Well, that'll definitely be a special day. We'll definitely have a celebration of life on that golf course for him. Now, your daughter, Caitlin, plays piano. And Caitlin made a song for Vida, and we're going to hear it. So set us up a little bit on what this song meant to you, Caitlin, and Vida.
Okay, well, it's kind of a song that belongs to two very special people. A dear, dear friend of mine, Christina Flatch, and a dear friend of Vida's. Her son decided at a very young age, after he lost his twin brother, Bo, that he was going to start raising funds for Northern Light School in Bo's name. And so at the time, Caitlin wrote a song, and it's called Letter to Home. And so it was Bo's song. And because Ben, who now steps in at Vida's golf tournament, just this wonderful young man. And last year, in Challenge the Kid, raised $60,000 all by himself for Vida. And so Caitlin has kind of tweaked the song. So now it's Baby Bo's song and it's Vida Blue's song. And they're both up there in heaven listening to it and looking down. And I know that Vida continues to be so proud of Ben and what he accomplishes for the kids at school. That young man was very, very special to Vida Blue.
Well, Michelle Lewis and Caitlin Lewis, Vida Blue loved you, and I know you loved him. And this song means a lot to all of us. So let's listen to it now. Father-son relationship means so much. Vida and his son Derek had that relationship, and I'm honored to bring Derek Blue on the show as we continue. Derek, how are you today?
Bill, I'm doing great, and again, thank you for having me. I'm just really overwhelmed by all the support and from all the people of the Bay Area and from across the United States.
Well, on behalf of myself and those who loved your dad, I'd like to express our deepest sympathy to you and your entire Blue family. It is a very emotional time for many.
I've felt over the last 15 years, and then probably the last 15 to 20 days, I've felt so much love. I grew up here in the Bay Area. We always stayed here. We were never pack them up in September and leave. So, I've gotten some great experiences from a lot of different people who were fans of, both my dad and the A's, and it's been a great experience. I'm sure it will continue. Like I said, my family and I have been overwhelmed by the support that we received, and, the A's and Giants have been, they've been good to us, just reaching out, keeping us in their thoughts and prayers.
Derek, your dad was one hell of a football player in high school, 3,400 passing yards, 35 touchdowns, 1,600 rushing yards. I know you and him talked football a lot. Did he ever tell you about these games that he played in high school? And he almost went to football. He thought about it.
His first love definitely is football. He was a, you know, as you just read the stats, he was a great quarterback in high school. Unfortunately, he didn't get that opportunity to pursue it. But I think, you know, like I said before, he was kind of that first Randall Cunningham, Michael Vick, that dynamic quarterback who could run, throw. Steve Young, you throw him in there, just thinking as a lefty. Definitely loved football. But, you know, I think he chose the right path.
Derek, you've been close to Vita's sisters as well as your sisters, too. And it seems like you guys have decided to take the celebration of life back home to Louisiana.
Yeah, so we made the decision. I have four sisters. My dad has four sisters. So we made the decision, talked to the aunts, and that was something that they wanted. They weren't able to be here when he passed away. And so I kind of felt that that was something that I really wanted to leave in their hands. Whatever decision they made, you know, we definitely were going to honor it. So we're going to be doing it on June 1st in Louisiana, in Mansfield. So the actual celebration will take place at Mansfield High School at 10 a.m. June 1st, which is next Thursday. We are planning on doing something here and possibly for his birthday, which is in July. So we're kind of, you know, we want to make sure that everybody gets an opportunity to celebrate his life. You know, logistically, it's probably not going to be easy for people to get to Louisiana, and we understand that. But this is more of a family thing. We want to make sure, you know, Vida Sr. and our grandmother Sally are laid to rest there. So we want to make sure that he is, you know, as the eldest child, that he is laid to rest with them.
Well, Derek, the love from all the fans, myself, go to the Blue family as we heal the passing of Vida Blue. I'm honored to be his friend. I'm honored to be part of the Blue family. And I just want to thank you for your time today.
Bill, thank you so much. Like I said, I've always, you know, it's just been funny listening to you two because, you know, my dad's always telling me, hey, I'm the Charles Barkley of radio. And, you know, it's just I'll sometimes I'm the same thing. I've been in the car driving along and I'm like, oh, my goodness, you know, and then just the interaction that you two have had. I'm telling you, the people that have come to me and they really love the interaction between the two of you. And like I said, Bill, you are part of the Blue family, like you said. And thank you so much for just giving me the opportunity to speak to the fans who really, really loved our father. I speak for my sisters and my aunts, you know, and it's been a good time. It's been a sad time, but it's been a good time. I've had the fortune of talking to not so many, even the ex-teammates, but ex-players, have been able to reach out to me. And, you know, like, so you don't realize how much someone touched someone until they're gone. But I knew he touched people, but I didn't know to what extent. And this has been, you know, I wouldn't say overwhelming. It's just been, it's making me very proud that all the stories I hear and all the good things that he's been able to do for a lot of people. And a lot of times just doing it under the radar, didn't want attention, just did it because, hey, you need some help. Let's try to figure it out. So that's really going to be the legacy, I think, for me, is like realizing how much stuff and things that he did for people without really looking for any fanfare.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.